music. Her album is called The Secret of Us. That's Gracie Abrams here on Radio 9. Al DeLore is going to take us to news time. And I said, yeah, all the time. Is that even a joke? Hello. I'm Jay Thurber. Speaking of jokes, speaking of old jokes, in fact, jaythurbershow.com, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Talks where we're following our democracy in historic times.
On this, the yeas are 50, the nays are 48, the motion is agreed to.
Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen was one of two senators who didn't vote on advancing Emil Bove's nomination to be the federal judge for the 3rd District Court of Appeals. Two in the GOP joined Democrats in voting no, with Kentucky stalwart Mitch McConnell joining Mullen in not voting. President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer has been controversial for his role in dismissing federal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, which led to an exodus of Justice Department employees. And a federal whistleblower says Bove told DOJ lawyers they should defy court orders blocking plans to send Venezuelan migrants to foreign prisons. Democrats call that disqualifying, but Republican senators refused to hold a hearing on the whistleblower's testimony. Maine Senator Susan Collins voted against the nomination and says America needs, quote, judges who will adhere to the rule of law and the Constitution and do so regardless of what their personal views may be. Justice staff spent Thursday interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned former girlfriend of deceased child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. The administration continues to refuse to release files on Epstein, which reportedly contain multiple references to Trump, his longtime friend. California Democratic Representative Ted Lieu says bipartisan pressure is building in Congress.
Why do you think we have this entire explosion now about Epstein? Because Attorney General Pam Bondi, here's the difference, went on national TV and told the American people Jeffrey Epstein's client list was, quote, sitting on my desk right now. Where's that client list? Why doesn't she release it?
A House subcommittee voted to subpoena DOJ Epstein investigation documents. It's unclear how the courts will treat the subpoena. Some Trump allies have asked why the files weren't an issue under the Biden administration, but even now, judges have rejected requests that records in the case be made public. The Justice Department is making broad requests for state voter roll data. Some election watchdogs call that federal overreach and question why the agency wants the records. Trump's continued dishonesty about the 2020 election has state officials worried, and David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says federal laws mean the states don't have to comply.
What we're seeing here is the federal executive branch, the president and the Department of Justice, which it appears he is directing much of their activity, trying to reset that balance very much in favor of the federal government. This is not how the founders envisioned it.
The DOJ filed lawsuits with Orange County, California, which provided some data, but Becker says justice is asking for more sensitive information. ICE is planning to expand Colorado detention centers with private firms set to run them. Civil rights groups say they don't want to include the GEO group, whose Aurora facility has a history of civil rights abuses and lack of medical care. As of last week, nearly 60,000 migrants are now detained in Tim McDonald, with the ACLU of Colorado says they're not the violent criminals Trump promised to take off the streets.
We know that's not happening. They're detaining and removing grandmothers, pregnant women. In fact, the evidence is that most of the people they're detaining and deporting have no criminal record whatsoever.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
My three sons.
Jay Thurber. much tighter while the rhythm sways. Put your lips to mine while the music blends. We're no longer strangers. Now we're more than friends. So dance with me. Dance with me closer, closer and closer. And maybe we'll be lovers when the music ends. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Sound of the Drifters on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is Stevie Wonder at 2:06. Much more music time.
Something deep inside of me keeps me moving aimlessly. I've always been, I'll always be a lonely traveling man. Something that
two things which clearly differentiate the human species from animals. One, we use cutlery. Two, we're capable of controlling our sexual urges. Now, you might be an exception, but don't drag me down into your private hell.
shadows follow me. Here's where life's dream lies disillusioned. The edge of reality. Oh, I can hear strange voices echo, laughing with mockery. The borderline of doom I'm facing. The edge of reality. On the edge of reality, she sits there tormenting me, the girl with the nameless name. On the edge of reality, where she overpowers me with fears that I can't.
Decor, who is selling a from the 1950, actually 1957, I think, from 1957, they are selling a can of Los Angeles smog from 1957, and they say it contains hydrocarbons, nitrous oxide, sulfur dioxide, formaldehyde, and organic oxide. It's an authentic can, they say, of 1957 Los Angeles smog, and you can buy it for just $775. So there you go. Makes a great gift idea. And speaking of one of you Weisheimers, you know, every year, I've been on the radio now for 20 years, and every year, Pittsburgh City Paper, you know the Pittsburgh City Paper, that's the thing that you use to keep the rain off your head. Except it used to be a lot thicker than it used to be. It used to keep more rain off of my head. And while on my head, I used to have more hair on it. Anyways, Pittsburgh City Paper, where was I? They do a Best of Pittsburgh thing. And for 20 years, I've been on the radio. And every year, I ask people, do not nominate me. I've had a perfect record of not being nominated for anything in the Best of Pittsburgh radio, best radio host or whatever thing. So please, I beg you, do not nominate me. And some joker out there nominated me for Best Radio Personality, which, first of all, I am not eligible for because I don't have any personality. And second, they nominated me in Best Talk Radio Personality. And this is not really a talk show, but they also nominated Kenny Woods, Johnny Hartwell, Frankie Day. He's not a talk show host. Monica from Q92.9 and Tall Kathy nominated as Best Talk Show Host. So, A... If I win the award, I won't accept it. And B, talk show? Talk show?
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack and Twang and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poco passion, deeper purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, gimme, getting hot as Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archers, Dilson, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats is back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, the A-holder, Rolling Stone, and Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Kissing Now, I got the Shivers, Mungo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris, Day, and Jack the Ripper, Gotta Go, So Gotta Sweat, Aaliyah, Russell, Give Me Shelter, Miracles, and Smokey, Bliss, Sly, Guitars, the Fender, Bass, and Mushroom, Mumbling, Bonnie, Bramlin, Wilson, Pickett, Stop, and Kick It.
On Radio 9.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
Listening in Girard, Ohio, Dust Bowl Jack picked up the phone and called 412-385-7450. Here, Chicago, Saturday in the Park. You say them, we play them on the Big 900. Coming down your street, high fidelity all over the tri-state area.
Saturday in the park, I
Weather next. Walls have more new music on the other side of that. Clap along now. This is Earl Grant. Sing you his sermonette. Sweet, sweet song.
That you won't soon forget. It tells you about real true love, the kind people lost sight of. Through that sinful living, they scorn in a heaven above. It tells you to love one another, because each man to my sermonette. It tells you to love one another, because each man is a brother. Better live right, cause one day you're gonna reap just what you sow. So to have no regrets, but to find what you're missing, come along. Listen to my sermonette.
A song written by Cannonball Adderley, performed by Earl Grant here on Radio 9.
W-R-A-A.
At 2:25, chime time. New music from the High Watermark's coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Allegheny County has extended its code red heat advisory until Monday, July 28th. In response to the current heat wave that we are having, the advisory may be extended further as updated forecasts become available. This means that cooling centers are open in the city of Pittsburgh and other municipalities across the county for people who do not have access to air conditioning or safe, cool spaces. This includes many senior citizen centers. When operating as a cooling center, senior citizen centers will welcome residents of any age. The Department of Human Services also taking additional actions, including outreach to older adults, children, and people experiencing homelessness because of the current heat wave. The latest list of cooling centers and updates is being posted right now at acdhs.org. That's acdhs.org. Some of the cooling centers that are open today: Elizabeth Seton Center on Pioneer Avenue is open until 6 o'clock. Lifespan in Clareton and McKeesport both open until 6 o'clock today. Starting to sound like the school closings, isn't it? Plum Community Center on New Texas Road is open until 6 o'clock today. And NAMS is open until 6 o'clock today in Tarentum and Sharpsburg. Again, acdhs.org has a list of cooling centers. Most of those centers are closed tomorrow, but they will be open again on Monday from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. So stay cool, and if you know someone who does not have air conditioning, let them know that there are places that they can go to cool off, including senior citizen centers. That's a message from the Allegheny County Department of Human Services and the CSX Railroad, which has decided to interrupt this show once again. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in in part from Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records opens 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, call 412-821-8484 or visit AtticRecordsStoreInc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. You believe it or not.
Thunderstorms likely this afternoon and evening. Sunny and hot, high of 91. The humidity makes it feel like it's 102 degrees outside right now. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 73. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday with a high of 87. Monday, fog in the morning and then thunderstorms with a high of 91. Tuesday, hot 94. Wednesday, hot, high 93. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and it should cool off a little bit, high of 82. And then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. Oh, it is quite humid out there right now. It is 87 in Washington County, 90 in Beaver County. It's 86 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 88 at WRCT with new music from the High Water Marks. From the High Water Marks here on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31, and these are the Bobettes.
Sweetie.
412-385-7450. These are the Robins.
I'm walking down the street minding my own affairs. And two policemen grabbed me unawares. They said, "Is your name Henry?" I said, "Oh, why, sure." They say, "You the boy we've been looking for." Me in the lineup and let the bright light shine. I'm a ten-pole soul like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of someone's evil plan when a stew pigeon walked in and said, "That's the man." Prosecuting attorney started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me the third degree. He said, "Where were you the night of June 29? I said, "I was home in bed." He said, "Judge, this man is lying." Charges of robbing the liquor store. Denied the charges of carrying a 44. Denied the charges of vagrancy too. But when the judge came down, pulled whiskey on my head, turned around to the jury and said, "Convict this man, he is drunk. What could I do?"
James, Jesse James, James Dean, Dean Jones, January Jones, and Pecker the Wonderbird in our double feature, Laverne and Shirley Get a Cramp, and King Kong Fertilizes Kansas. We'll be right back, friends.
Chris Andrews, a yesterday man here on Radio 9. I played a song last time I was at the bowling alley DJing. I played a song. I don't bowl. A lot of people say, Jay, do you bowl? You mean you part-time, you DJ at the bowling alley, do you bowl? And I say, no, I go there to wash my balls sometimes. But other with that, I don't actually bowl. But what were we talking about? Oh, anyway, I played a song at the bowling alley the other night, and it's too new for this show. This show is, we play 50s, 60s, and 70s music. This song came out in 1983, but I'm going to play it anyways. And there's a reason, because this song is a very upbeat, happy-sounding song, but it makes me sad. And I wrote about this on my blog at jthurbershow.com. I give the whole reason why. This song by the Kinks, off their State of Confusion album from 1983, makes me sad. I'll tell you at the end of it. Maybe you know already. A little too new for this show, but I'm going to play it anyways. From 1983, these are the Kinks on Radio 9.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hall, he didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did.
Come dancing. Here's why that song makes me sad. Do you know the backstory behind that song? Ray Davies wrote it in honor of his sister, who passed away while she was dancing at the local ballroom when he was only 15. She had just given him for his birthday his first guitar. You can get the whole story at my blog, jthurbershow.com. Another song that I love that kind of a downer. It's got such a happy beat, doesn't it? Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan on Radio 9.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to ever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that stuff, she stood him up.
Over 7, 1946 Studebakers later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Don't
that you can't possibly use coming up right after this important message.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
We have news now that you can't possibly use. This comes to us, as it often does, from the Funny Old World column in Private Eye magazine. Except this news comes to us from Indianapolis, Indiana, where a man named Terry Sutherland went to the City County building in Indianapolis to apply for a gun license. Well, that's not unusual. So he went in to get his concealed carry handgun permit, and they fingerprinted him, and he filled out the forms. All the time, they knew that he was blind. Sutherland said it was mind-boggling. I went in with my white cane to obtain a concealed carry handgun permit. I spoke with several people there who saw that I was blind. It went very smoothly and normally, and nobody seemed to think anything about it. I thought that at the last second, somebody would say, wait a minute. But that didn't happen. Now, Sutherland says he went to the City County building there in Indianapolis, Indiana, to apply for a gun permit to highlight what he thought were problems with Indiana's gun laws. However, and you knew this part was coming, the NRA and other gun rights advocates say there are no problems with the gun laws. Constitutional rights attorney Guy Relford said, if we start putting government-imposed restrictions on constitutional rights, I think that's dangerous and inappropriate. Society functions better when people exercise personal responsibility and understand of their own volition that they need to be safe and responsible when they carry a gun. But Mr. Sutherland disagreed, saying, if a blind person can have a gun, why can't I have a driver's license? And that's the story from Indianapolis, Indiana, where Terry Sutherland went to the City County building with his white cane and his dark glasses on and was given a concealed carry handgun permit.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. And turn on.
Oh. We'll check sports and weather next. Coming up in just 6 minutes. Over most of these same stations, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy, so stay tuned for that. This is Junior Walker and the All-Stars on Radio 9.
Yourself a shot.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars from 1965.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
It was a real home run derby last night. Quite an offensive struggle with a 0-0 score into the 11th inning, but the Diamondbacks defeated your punchless Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 1-0. It's the Bucks and Pirates again today at 6:40 at PNC Park. Andrew Heaney expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. The Steelers had to postpone or cancel or whatever you want to call it. I guess they ended practice early up at St. Vincent College due to thunderstorms in the area. Players evacuated the field towards the locker room at St. Vincent. That was after a pretty good day for Aaron Rodgers, who completed two touchdown passes, and Pittsburgh's offense played well in their second day of training camp. They had a 4-3 win over the defense. And Cleveland Browns linebacker Jordan Hicks has announced his retirement from the NFL after 10 years. He had just signed a two-year deal in 2024. Hicks is 33 years old.
Steel City weather.
Hot and humid out there with a chance of thunderstorms all weekend long, with a high of 91 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms overnight with a low of 73. 87 for your high on Sunday. Monday, chance of thunderstorms, high 91. And then on Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high of 94. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 87 in Washington County, 86 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland at WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 89.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I'm going to take you out with some Chuck Mangione, who passed away this week at the age of 84. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. You're tuned to Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan